With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. On National Ag Day on Tuesday, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said the agency is issuing up to $10 billion directly to ag producers through the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program for the 2024 crop year. ECAP will help ag producers mitigate the impacts of increased input costs and falling commodity prices. With clear direction from Congress, the USDA has prioritized streamlining the process and accelerating these payments ahead of schedule, ensuring farmers have the resources to manage rising expenses and secure financing for next season. Authorized by the American Relief Act of 2025, the payments are based on planted and prevented planted crop acres for eligible commodities for the 24 crop year. FSA will soon send out pre-filled applications. Find out eligible commodities and payment rates at fsa.usda.gov. The National Pork Producers Council applauded the USDA's plan to make the new swine inspection system increased line speed program permanent. America's pork producers thank Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and the Food Safety and Inspection Service for their needed action that will provide financial security and more stability for pork producers, says the council president, Dwayne Statler, a pork producer from Ohio. Without this program, some pork producers could have incurred an additional loss of nearly $10 a head. The council is grateful that the USDA, under Secretary Rollins, recognizes that food safety remains without compromise while greater efficiency benefits producers and consumers. Under the new policy, FSIS will extend waivers that allow pork and poultry facilities to maintain higher line speeds, ensuring that they can meet demand without excessive government interference. FSIS will also no longer require plants to submit redundant worker safety data. More than 80 area high schools with an estimated 1,800 agriculture students are registered to be on the campus of North Central Missouri College in Trenton on Thursday for the college's annual Ag Club contest. Ag instructor and Barton campus farm manager Rustin Jumps says that while this annual event has been in place prior to their ag campus that was added in 2011, participation continues to grow and reach new highs.
And as we, you know, brought the Barton campus, you know, on board, this has significantly grown over the years. And the last few years, I mean, it's really, really taken off. And we'll run anywhere from, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 students on average, just depending on the year and the weather, of course.
The event is held in cooperation with Area 2 FFA agricultural instructors. All contests begin at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on the main college campus, the fairgrounds, and the Barton Farm campus south of Trenton. Several groups and individual stakeholders celebrated National Ag Day this week. It's set aside to celebrate farmers, ranchers, and producers who dedicate their lives to feeding, fueling, and clothing the world. Agriculture isn't just an industry, but a way of life, says USDA Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. I know that firsthand from growing up in agriculture and being part of 4-H and FFA shaped who I am today. National Ag Day celebrates the fact that through challenges and triumphs, the men and women in agriculture show up every single day. The Agriculture Council of America was formed in 1973 when the first National Ag Day program began. The organization is uniquely composed of leaders in the ag, food, and fiber communities dedicated to increasing public awareness of the vital role that agriculture plays in today's society. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.